Welcome to FedScoop Radio, and now your host, David Stegen.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to FedScoop Radio for Thursday, April 4th, 2013. This is your host, David Stegen. Hope everybody out there is having a great day, and I hope you got to listen to my interview yesterday with Roger Baker, the new Chief Strategy Officer at Agilex. Obviously, everybody knows Roger from his days as the CIO at the Department of Veterans Affairs, but it was great to catch up with Roger and learn about what he's going to be doing in his new job. If you didn't hear that yesterday, you can check it out under the radio tab up on fedscoop.com. And if you did hear it, I hope you enjoyed it. Really great to see Roger land at a great company. I know known Agilex for a couple of years now. The company was only founded in 2007. But they've really grown. They've been one of the fastest growing companies in the government private sector and really doing some interesting stuff. So it actually makes sense that Roger would end up at a place like that. As for big news on the site, make sure to check out, I did a profile with John Edgar, the Vice President for Information Technology at the Postal Service. John gave me some great insights into the work that he does and a lot of the new initiatives going on at the Postal Service, including five-day mail, which might come around, a new package delivery system, and how his office is using information technology to make the Postal Service work smarter, be more efficient, and really use data in new and interesting ways. So John lays that all out in the story, so make sure to check that out. Other news, it was a little bit of a slow news day yesterday, but the CIO Council put out a report on the cybersecurity workforce within the federal government. The report looked at basically how many people who work in IT in the federal government, we know there are a bunch of them, have a cybersecurity component in their job. So that whole report, we have it up on fedscoop.com and some other information about it from the CIO Council. I guess the big thing I really want to hit on today, though, is FedScoop, the McAfee Public Sector Summit that we're hosting just around the corner. That event is going to be later this month on April 23rd at the Ritz-Carlton in Pentagon City. Most of you have probably been to the Ritz-Carlton. FCA DC does all their luncheons there. It's right across the street from the Pentagon. So if you work at the Pentagon and want to come to the event, you can pretty much park where you normally park and just walk across the street. We have a great list of speakers signed up. Terry Takai, CIO at DOD, needs no introduction. She's going to be at that event. Andy Osment, the Senior Director for Cybersecurity at the White House. I actually saw him speak a couple weeks ago at an FC event. He was fantastic. I jokingly talked with him afterwards. If anybody at the White House calls him Dr. Oz, he said no, but I think that's a nickname we can get working. Anyway, he's a brilliant guy and really had some great interesting insights. Bobby Stemfley from Homeland Security is going to be speaking, along with Neil Ziering from NSA, plus lots of other great speakers, Tom Baer from SEC, Chuck McGann from the Postal Service, Simone Zickman, the CIO at Commerce, and lots of great other people, including a huge list of leaders from McAfee with inside their organization. So it's going to be a great event. We're looking to have a huge crowd, and usually, as we always do with FedScoop events, it's going to be a high number of government folks in the room. So if you are government, make sure to come out. You can talk with some of your peers. And if you're in industry, it's a great time to learn what a lot of the federal agencies are doing and get to meet some of the real decision makers within government. So I think that'll cover it for today. I hope everybody out there really had a good day and is enjoying their week. We'll be back tomorrow with some more stuff. Hopefully working on some interesting stories here on FedScoop.com that we should have rolling out in the next couple days, including an interview I did with an industry leader today. Actually yesterday on Wednesday, sorry. I record these on Wednesday. We post them the day before, so sometimes the timing gets messed up in my head. But yeah, so I did that interview on Wednesday, and we should have that early next week along with some other great interviews I've done. So hope everybody out there has a great day. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.